Well, in the mystery of the disappearing TV antennas, it looks as if Bullwinkle Moose is the first victim. Assigned to stand guard over a decoy antenna, Bullwinkle ran face to face with what seemed to be a 6-foot metal mouse. The meeting lasted only a few seconds. And then Bullwinkle slept soundly until morning. Of course, when he woke up, he found it impossible to tell anybody about it.
Sounds exactly like the narrator I can see today.
It does.
Exactly.
It
really does.
It really does. Just like that.
I can't.
Mainly because I don't believe it myself.
Well, I've got no other course than to take you in for questioning, Bullwinkle.
Oh, I don't mind the question, Sheriff, right? It's the answers I can't do.
Gee, it looks as if Frostbite Falls has lost his TV permanently.
True enough, the town's television sets had been off for some days now. Most people still sat in front of them in the evening, but a few families had begun to adjust to the situation. Some used their sets as aquariums, some raised flowers in them.
You want to watch the daisies tonight, Myrtle?
No, turn on Channel 7, Humphrey. It's got petunias.
Some families even used them as makeshift fireplaces.
Turn up the volume, dear. It's getting chilly in here.
Nevertheless, most people found they just couldn't get along without their television.
Come back. Please come back.
Bullwinkle, do you realize that right now, we're the only town in the whole world that isn't watching the Lone Ranger?
What's another show? Let me get Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, that'll pencil.
Three's Company.
Or Dallas.
Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas would be good.
Yeah. Dallas.